Here's a little side note. The name Petraeus has quite a history of its own. NPR's Alex Cohen tells us more.
Okay, here's the weird thing. In Greek mythology and ancient history, the name Petraeus comes up three times, and in each instance, it has something to do with battle, war, or helping an oppressed people.
Petraeus, on the one hand, is a wild centaur. On another hand, is a, you know, a god that splits rocks. And on the third, he's the general who stops a civil war sent by the commander-in-chief.
That's Catherine King. She teaches classics and comparative literature at the University of California, Los Angeles. But before we get into past Petraeuses, a note on pronunciation. Professor King said Petraeus, which is how the ancient Greeks would have said that combo of A and E. Petraeus, Petraeus, either way, the name was common in northern Greece, especially in Thessaly, says King. According to mythology, Petraeus the centaur attended a human wedding with a bunch of his semi-equine buddies, and they drank a lot.
And you know, centaurs are half horse, half human, which means that they're sort of half animal. Hence, they can't hold their alcohol. So they got all excited, and one of them, Eurytion, tried to carry off the bride.
That angered the humans. Battle ensued, and the centaurs lost. Professor King says the next reference to Petraeus has some parallels with the rebuilding of Iraq. This Petraeus is a name given to the god best known as ruler of the sea.
There's one story about the god Poseidon, who is given the name Petraeus because he splits a huge rock in two so that the river that has been flooding the plains of Thessaly can flow to the sea, and then the Thessalians could actually build a city there.
Interesting side note, General David Petraeus also has a connection with the sea. His father, Sixtus Petraeus, was a sea captain who led ships that delivered supplies to the Allies in World War II. Okay, so back to the ancient Greeks. Our third and final Petraeus reference is about an actual man. And Professor King says a man who may well have been a general. This Petraeus was sent to Sparta by King Philip of Macedon.
There was this guy named Deirdemachus who had a grudge against the Spartans. And he actually went down there to stir up a civil war.
And that Petraeus was able to stop the fighting. Professor King says she's not too superstitious, but she hopes that at least until the conflict in Iraq is resolved, the General David Petraeus stays away from weddings and centaurs. Alex Cohen, NPR News.